I'm Julia. We're LA's Party Station, the new 90s of one now. I'm getting out of here. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. And keep in mind, we only have three of those left of 2021. Here's Happier.
Lately, I've been thinking. Go, go, go.
The new 97.1 now.
The best music.
And it's always good.
And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both.
KNOU and HD, Los Angeles.
Hi, Mariana from Burbank.
Alexandra, and I'm from Orange.
Let's make a party in my car.
All the best songs.
LA's Party Station, the new 97.1. Now, an Odyssey station.
If you don't want to see me,
I need you to stay.
Hey, LA, it's Ariana Grande.
Hey. It's Bad Bunny.
Hey guys, it's Doja Cat on LA's Party Station, the new 97.1 now.
For over 100 years, some of the most important events.
George Walsh reporting KNX News.
Recognize a state of war between the United States and Germany.
The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii by air.
Life-changing moments.
Leader Dr. Martin Luther King died tonight in Memphis, Tennessee.
Senator Robert Kennedy has been shot.
Mr. Simpson is still in the vehicle.
Have happened on KNX 1070.
One small step for man.
When L.A. was rattled by earthquakes.
KNX 1070.
Our building is beginning to shake here in Hollywood.
438 now, a little bit of an
aftershock. There's another aftershock coming in.
Now. Please be prepared for more shaking.
Landslides along Pacific Coast Highway.
We've had at least one freeway collapse.
When wildfires threaten.
Crews now dealing with multiple wildfires across Southern California.
Just unforgiving, relentless wind gusts.
Watching an intense fire battle.
We got flames about 70 feet over my head.
KNX is the place Southern California depended on.
Four LAPD officers are acquitted of all charges in connection to the meeting of motorist Rodney.
The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden.
For 100 years, you listen to KNX 1070.
This is a case where they're trying to steal an election.
I'm confident he knows he has won.
And just like the news changes every day.
We now have more than 10,500 confirmed COVID-19 cases.
We're about to change.
Now.
We stand at an inflection point.
And for the next 100 years.
Now is when the real work begins.
You're about to hear KNX in a whole new
Black
way.
Black Lives Matter protests take place all across the United States.
People getting in the fight. It's just all of a sudden got quite violent.
You'll hear KNX crystal clear and static free on 97.1 FM.
And available everywhere.
To see the video, go to our Instagram or Twitter feeds at KNX News.
We begin with Dr. Anthony Fauci.
We are obviously dealing with an evolving situation.
This is news
for a new generation.
My responsibility as president will be to represent the whole nation.
The governor says more federal money.
Gen X workers have found it tough going.
We're still keeping a close eye on the stolen car pursuit.
From Irvine to Santa Clarita.
Widespread racial bias and other problems.
From Anaheim to Sherman Oaks.
We're in the midst of another severe drought.
This is
KNX News.
97.1 FM.
Here we go. For the first time on this side, good afternoon. This is news. This is KNX News, 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story at 3:03. A renewed effort to recall L.A. County D.A. George Gascon is now underway. Organizers gathered at the Hall of Justice to submit a formal notice to the D.A.
Those organizers include crime victims, former members of the D.A.'s staff, and victims advocates like Kathy Cady, who accused Gascon of violating his oath of office and state law by not allowing filing of gang or gun enhancements against defendants accused of committing violent crime.
We want to make sure that our communities are safe, that this incredible rise and spike in crime is actually handled, that people are kept in custody when they should be kept in custody after they've committed various heinous crimes.
The group needs to collect 579,000 valid signatures in 160 days to make the recall happen, which means realistically they should gather about 800,000 just to be sure. Funding is apparently not an issue this time around, as the group has already gotten $2.5 million in pledges to support the effort. At the Hall of Justice, Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Winner of the Kentucky Derby, Medina Spirits, collapsed and died following a morning workout at Santa Anita.
Blood, hair, and urine samples were immediately taken from Medina Spirit and sent to the California Horse Racing Board, according to a statement from Santa Anita Park. A full necropsy will be performed to try and determine the exact cause of the three-year-old colt's sudden death, which may have been due to a heart attack. Marty Irby is executive director of Animal Wellness Action, which worked to get the Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Act signed into law to create nationwide anti-doping rules.
On this issue, on horse racing, California has actually been one of the worst states when it comes to the number of deaths and the way that these horses have been treated.
Medina Spirits trainer Bob Baffert issued a statement saying he will always cherish the proud and personal memories of Medina Spirit and his tremendous spirit. Baffert was suspended by Churchill Downs after the young colt failed a drug test after his Kentucky Derby win. Margaret Carrero, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Voters could decide next year whether to increase the minimum wage to $18 an hour here in California by the year 2026.
The minimum wage is already slated to go to $15 an hour, but Joe Sandberg, a wealthy entrepreneur and an anti-poverty activist, says that's still not enough for most people to make ends meet. He's filed paperwork to try to get the initiative on the ballot next November. Ken Jacobs, who's chairman of the UC Berkeley Labor Center, tells KNX raising the minimum wage could make a big difference for struggling families.
And there's been some good new research out that's found that increasing the minimum wage does bring, especially parents of small children, into the labor market.
Because they can better afford to pay for child care so they can go to work. Jacobs, who has not yet studied Sandberg's proposal, says so far employers have been able to adjust to increases in the minimum wage. John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
A strong police presence on some school campuses today in Southern California. Details 2 minutes after traffic is 3:05.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 5s. Denise.